is the moment you've all been waiting for. Out of Liverpool, England.
It was super necessary.
God, Eric, my God!
Unbelievable!
Other than wow. Yeah.
There we go.
We're on. Sorry about that, fellas. Are you all doing?
Oh, good, man.
Good to hear you.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us. Looking forward.
No worries. Thank you for getting me on. I appreciate it. Nice one.
No problem. Anytime. I'll let you start this week, Kevin. This week, this episode.
Okay, sounds. Yeah. So obviously to start then, we're gonna talk about what you're known for, which is your wrestling. You were on Team GB for that. Can you talk about what that experience was like for you?
Yeah, it was great. I was on Team GB for 4 years, but when I got on, it was a bit of a risk, really. I was in what year? Year 11, doing my exams, and found it hard, balancing all that, revising and training. So it came to a choice, like, do I put all my eggs in one basket with one or the other? And obviously I picked the wrestling because I thought that's where my heart's at, and that's what I did. And yeah, it just went from there, really. The competitions were great. I think I went, how many months? I think it was like nearly 2.5 years. I went without a point being scored on me in this country, which were good.
Yeah.
Over several weight classes. I wrestled at 70, 74, 79, 80 and 86. So quite a few weight classes I've done. I mean, weight range is a lot of people know me for like having mad weight jumps. Do you know what I mean? Like I can be at 92 one time, then like 80 another. Like I'm always up and down with my weight.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And then fluctuations mad for you. I mean, you see people talk about Paddy and how he fluctuates, but you going up and down so often, like, is that mad for you?
To be fair, I think my body's used to it because I think when you do it that much, you just get used to it, really. But I did have a period of time where I stayed at heavyweight. It were around last year, I was competing in more submission grappling, all that, no-gi, catch wrestling, and I were at heavyweight most of the time. The only reason I stayed at heavyweight was because I think I'll just enjoy my food a bit more, focus on the training side. And I did enjoy it. And yeah, I don't know. There's pros and cons with both, I think. When you weight cut, I think you get more disciplined, don't you?
Yeah.
Because it's like, you're 24-7, you're on it, aren't you? But yeah, when you're eating like what you want, you just feel a bit more relaxed. So yeah. It depends, really. There's pros and cons with both.
Was there at least a limit to heavyweight in wrestling?
In catch wrestling, which is what I did last, the weight classes go 100, then 100 plus.
Right.
But I think if you get to like 130 kilo, you have to have like this note off your doctor saying like you're fit. I mean, for health reasons. But in freestyle wrestling, it's 97, and then super heavyweights, 125.
Right. There you go. Yeah.
Sorry.
Right.
So, wrestling, it's not really something the UK is known for, especially in MMA. You read it a lot, you know, the sort of top amateurs in wrestling in America would be so much more advanced than a top amateur in the UK. Are you open to kind of show that the UK can start producing some elite wrestling?
Yeah, I do think they can, but I think it's the government, they need to fund it a lot more. I think if they started in primary schools, where it's like, how we have football, like everyone plays football in primary school, don't they?
Yeah.
Like it's put on them like straight away. But I think if they did that with wrestling, could probably get to that level. But it just depends, really. The government puts money in different places. But I mean, I think they should put it more in stuff like wrestling. You know what I mean? I think that's where they go wrong. If they funded it a lot more, wrestling would be completely different in this country, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, I do think the government does need to fund it more. The competitions would be better. There's not really that many competitions in freestyle. I think when I was 15, 16, like sometimes I'd be competing every 2 weeks. But now it's like 2-3 comps a year. So it's a big difference now, really. Do you know what I mean?
Are you finding you having to travel more to get to those competitions because they're not as widespread? Or
I've recently just been competing in a league and it was just the northern area. So I didn't really travel too much, to be fair. Most of the time it was just in Manchester, the Salford Wrestling Academy HQ. So yeah, most of the time it was just there, so it weren't too bad. But yeah, in past I've been travelling to Scotland 1 week, 2 weeks after, I'd be Derbyshire, then week after London. Don't you know what I mean? You're all over most of the time, like when you're in season. Like.
So going from that then, what made you want to transition into MMA?
It's something what I've always wanted, don't you know, I've always wanted to do it really. Like, I've trained with a few UFC fighters, Bellator fighters, though with a wrestling side, I've always thought I would like to try it because you hear them talking about it. It just gives you that itch, you know what I mean? Think, you know what, I wouldn't mind that. I wouldn't mind that lifestyle. And I've always thought about that, you know what I mean? Just transitioning. So, yeah, it's always been there, I'd say, from a young age, wanting to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, speaking of that, then, you're making your MMA debut at Kingdom on February the 25th against Jason Cumming. Do you know much about him as an opponent? Have you seen much of him?
Not really, no. I don't really know much about him. I think he might have fought once or twice, or might be more than that, I'm not sure. But I think he's got some experience under his belt, which is good for me, really, because, yeah, if I'm fighting someone with a bit of experience, he'll bring me on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Found that with wrestling, when you fight people with a bit of experience, you always get better, whether you win or lose. So the fact that he's got some experience will help me, I think, improve even more.
Yeah. We've got a comment here, I think, from one of his teammates. Jason's absolute animal of a boy. You're in for a tough fight.
That's fair enough. That's what we want. We don't want, like, easy fights, do we? No one wants easy fights. When you've got a bit of a lack of dog fight, it makes you, I don't know, it does make you better. You need that, really, don't you? Like, you could have 10 easy fights and you won't improve at all. Mm. Whereas if you have one or two, like, tough dog fights, whether you win or lose, you'll always get better because then you know what you need to work on. Yeah. I think it's that mental side as well, isn't it?
No point fighting people who are just going to sort of pad your record out and make
you look
better than you might be. So,
I'm here for the long run, really. So, win, lose, draw, whatever. I just want to keep going forward, really. So, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, to be fair, the guys at Kingdom, they're unbelievable with the match, and Keaton will know. Knows more about that than me, to be fair, but the great at the match, and so it's going to be a great fight regardless.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. Should be good.
Definitely.
excuse me. You train now to Titanium Combat Academy.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about the team and how much they've been helping you, especially in the lead up to your debut?
They've helped me loads. I've always been training at that gym, really, for a couple of years. So, yeah, it's a great team. Really good strikers there. Mm. Really good strikers. It's like a Thai boxing gym as well, ain't it? So, some really, really elite strikers there. Anthony, you know Anthony, don't you?
Yeah.
He's really good. Lewis. So, some really good strikers there. So, they've helped me loads. Fabio as well, in the jiu-jitsu. He's really good. Gav, he's got loads of knowledge of MMA. So, he's helped me loads, to be fair. So,
Has your mindset had to be any different preparing for an MMA fight as opposed to, like, a jits competition or anything like that?
I feel more relaxed with MMA. I don't know why. Well, I do know why. But I feel like with wrestling, I've got pressure because it's like, he's wrestled such a long time. I mean, it's like, I feel like, I don't know, there's a bit more pressure with that. Whereas MMA, it's my first match. I'm new to it, so I don't feel the pressure as much.
Yeah. Just go out there and enjoy it.
If that makes sense, yeah,
definitely. So, can you just talk a little bit then about, like, the injuries you've sustained in the past and how they've tested you mentally, if you've had any, like, any times off?
Any wrestler will tell you, like, we're always getting injuries, like, all the time. You'll never meet a wrestler without an injury. Like, we're always carrying, like, 3, 4, 5 injuries. I mean, My biggest one was probably my arm. I've injured my arm before, and it just sends you to that place where you think, like, do you want to carry on with the sport? Do you want to just have a normal life? And when you get past that, you always come back better, I'd say. Because when you've got that mindset, like, you know what, this is what I really want, it always makes you better. Like, you push a bit more hard, I don't know what I mean? Then 1% make a difference, don't they?
Yeah.
Especially in training.
Definitely.
So,
I've seen you had to have surgery, I think, was it on your elbow, was it? Because basically you had the skin.
That was a bad injury.
Doesn't sound pleasant.
I know, yeah, we're winning that match as well against Bulgaria. I was 6-0 up against Bulgaria. And I do know something as well. When I did my arm, right, I defended a leg attack and they still gave me the 2 points for my defence as I did my arm. So although I did my arm, I'm buzzing, I got them 2 points. Like that. Fair enough.
Still unreal as a one-armed wrestler.
Yeah, yeah. You could see the guy in the background, like when he saw me up, I thought you were there, like, oh no, that does not look good.
Yeah, doesn't sound pleasant.
Everyone else must have been shitting themselves if thinking he's just won them points with one arm. Imagine what he can do.
Yeah. After that, I screamed the whole place down. That would be helpful. Nasty injury.
To go off that then, what's the training like for wrestling? Because I'm obviously you said they go with injuries all the time, 4 or 5.
Yeah.
What's the training like for it? Not that you're trying to prevent injuries. Obviously, you don't want to get injured, but they're the part of it. You just talk about that side.
We wrestlers, though, I think it's our mindset, really, because if we've got an injury on our ankle, we'll just pretend we've not got it. Don't you mean? It's almost like we just forget about it. So I think it does make us tough, that, because, don't you mean, if we've got a little niggle, we'll just ignore it. We just train like it's normal. Unless it's something really bad. I mean, we'll work around it, but most of the time you'll get people, even with bad injuries, they'll pretend it's not there. I think that's what makes wrestlers tough. You know what I mean? Like they just grind through it. But yeah, when we're training, when I was in college, my training plan worked well with college, because I think we're only in college twice a week. So what I'd do was I'd do my weights in the morning, go college 2-3 hours, then I'd train once or twice at night. So yeah. 2-3 times a day most of the time we're training. I mean, whether it were weights, circuits, runs, wrestling, sparring. Yeah. So, yeah, I was always committed to it, really. And I do feel like the results, I mean, did pay off with it. But it is a huge commitment. Even if you're just doing, I don't know, club level, you do need to commit a lot to it, really. Yeah. It's not a sport, really, where you can just train once every blue moon and go in a comp and do good. It just doesn't happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we've got a few comments here. So, let's see. Andrew, Jason's teammate, said, fair play to you, though. Tough opponent for your debut. Props for that. Joel Neal says, Adam's smoking this Love Island voice. Yanya Abdullah, Adam Betty will sub in one round unless he wants to have fun.
Oh, yeah.
And then, Andrew said, Jason by KO round 2. Yeah.
Some good predictions there. It's good that I know it's good that he's got a good resume. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, it should be good. It sounds like it'll be a good fight, doesn't it? He's got some power behind him. Seems like, do you mean, his teammates confident in him, so that's good. And I wish him all the best with it as well. The training. Do you mean, Albert? As soon as I see him at the weigh-in, Albert, first person shake his hand. Do you mean?
Yeah.
After shake his hand after. So, I wish him all the best with it, the training.
You mentioned the training, obviously being at Titanium for years. How different has it been for you learning other disciplines like the striking and that?
I've always been in and out with striking, so it's not been too difficult, really. But yeah, it was just more like brushing cobwebs off. So, yeah. Weren't too difficult. The jiu-jitsu, I feel like my wrestling fits in well with it. Do you know what I mean? It's just my style of wrestling. Plus, I've done the catch, I've done the no-gi. So, yeah, it's all come together well, really.
Yeah. Good little compliment for it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, the next one then, the pitch we used to promote this was with you and Dad and Till.
Oh, yeah.
how did that meeting come about?
So, I'm guessing you will know Mike Grundy.
Yeah.
When he were in UFC, I think he were contemplating Commonwealth Games wrestling, which is what I were going for at that time. But I don't think he could do it, though, because he were in contract with UFC. And I were at his gym training and doing one of his classes. And he said about going down to Liverpool, though, for do some rounds. Yeah. So I were there training with Tom Aspinall. I think he were flying out 2 weeks after for his third fight. And I were sparring with Tom in wrestling. And I think I caught Darren's eye, do you mean? Because he started following me around, watching me. And then after I got talking to him, and he got, have you seen the video he did for me, mate?
Yeah,
my
yeah.
Mate, so yeah. I told him about him. They did a video for my mate in lads group chat. He laughed that. Still goes on about it today, so yeah. Yeah. He's not for sound, though. He's an ass bloke.
Yeah, that, I think it's mad the way everyone's like just fobbing him off now. You know what I mean? It's like, get behind the lad. You know what I mean?
I know, yeah. Like, every fight where he goes for, I'm always like going behind him. So
yeah,
it's just like one of them, ain't it? Like, it's just like roadblocks. It's just gonna get out of it.
Yeah,
I do think he will. Is he 29, 30?
29, yeah.
He's only young, ain't he? So I do think he can make a comeback. It's like Oliveira. Like, no one thought he'd have been champion like 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's true. Like, yeah.
Especially after the Holloway fight, no one would have thought it. But then he became one of the best lightweights, didn't he?
Yeah,
but they can all change so fast, can't it? Like,
look
at Glover to share it. Took him until he was 40 to win the belt. So,
yeah,
there's no age to it anymore. What was it like wrestling with Tom then? Obviously, Tom's a big fella. So, like, what was that like?
He's probably one of the fittest people I've trained with. To be fair, his cardio's unreal. Like, I've trained with people at 60 odd kilo who's got really good gas, but Tom Aspinall's gas tank next level. Like, his fitness is crazy. You wouldn't expect it with an heavyweight, but his fitness is mad. Like, he just doesn't tire.
Yeah, and the big thing with him, like the movement, how much he can move for the size as well.
Yeah, he's very nimble. He's a good athlete, really good athlete. And yeah, he's a powerful one as well, judging by his knockouts. So yeah, it was good with him. He is a good wrestling partner, to be fair, really good. And I think as well, like, in his next couple UFC fights, people see his wrestling more.
Mm.
Like, his wrestling is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right then, so to finish off with you then, mate, what we normally like to do is have a little bit of fun towards the end. So
yeah,
going to do a little segment just today, help people get to know you a bit better.
Yeah.
So starting off then, what's your favourite film?
My favourite film... Do you know something? I'm pretty boring, mate. I don't really have one, mate. I've been too long training, so I don't really have one.
Is there a wrestling film that you like?
Not really. I don't really watch films. Can you not just say Legend? I've watched that one recently, Craze one.
Oh, yeah.
The one with the Craze Legend. Just put it down as Legend. Just say that. It's easy, isn't it?
So, I don't know what you'd be like with this next one, then. Do you have a favourite TV show?
I don't really have one. I'm pretty boring, me. Don't really do much.
There's nothing wrong with being active and wanting to wrestle, is there? You know what I mean?
That's true. Do you know something? I'm going after Sekori just because my missus, she watches it. I don't watch it. I just like go on my phone. So
just on in the background.
Yeah, I look up every now and again. So separately, it's easier, isn't it?
Who's your favourite character?
I don't really know. I've got one after David Black because I had a picture of him once. Me and my mate had a picture of him in Subway once, so it's got to be David Black.
Yes. Okay, hopefully this one's a bit easier for you then. Who's your favourite musician or band?
Try to think there. I don't really. I like Donk. Do you know what Donk is? That bounce music.
Oh,
I Andy Whitby, if you want. Say Andy Whitby. He's like a DJ, isn't he? So I went watching him boxing there, so I'll say Andy Whitby.
So we've got some more comments coming.
What comments have we got?
So Joel Neal is actually, it's Labo. Said the easy way I had him. Where are we? Andrew says, boy's massive, 6'4" powerhouse, he's a big guy. And then Joel said, 6'4" doesn't matter when you're on the floor. That rounds well done.
Yeah. Why is he a big lad then? 6'4". Is he cutting down from I'm pretty big lad though, me. I'm cutting down from 90 odd kilo. I'm near enough that now. So I wonder what weight he's cutting from.
Yeah.
He's got that similar to me, Anna. He's probably about 90, isn't he? To be fair.
Yeah, let's see.
Come on, get the fight at middleweight, make it easier for us both. So I don't have to cut as much.
You've still got 4 weeks left, is it?
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got here. We've got Donny Given, good luck, keep wrestling. Someone just new, Adam, have me a 1v1. And then I get, and then Nunu says Sam. Sam says Nunu. that guy you know, apparently you know him, DJ Kenty.
DJ Kenty, that guy you know.
I don't know. And then Sam goes, put a dunk on it. And then apparently this guy you know is DJ Kenty Adam. Are you DJ Kenty? No, you're like a secret DJ.
It's my secret job on weekend, isn't it? Yeah. Don't like a low-key DJ.
So let's keep going then. So what's a random fact about yourself? And it can't be that you're a DJ.
A random fact. Let's go on this. Do you want that? I'm pretty boring, me, you know. I don't really have. I feel like I should be throwing all these mad facts. Yeah, I'm just dead boring. Don't you know what I mean? All I do is eat and train. Right, you know what? I've got one with food. When I eat. Don't you know what I mean? Like, I don't just eat. I eat. So like, I'll go through like 3-4 takeaways in one sitting. Not just like small takeaway. I'm talking your big takeaways. Like, I can eat. There's no end to my appetite, which is probably why I always end up going like 100 plus kilo, ain't it?
Right. Okay, then. With that, Quinn, let's change a question. So the question about, you know, I'm going with, don't you?
I think I do, but I'll let you say it so I don't get it wrong.
Well, what is one question we've got is, what's your go-to takeaway order? There was two more before it, but we'll ask that going off that. What's your go-to takeaway order then with...
My order. What if I'm on a cheat day? If I'm just a bit hungry.
If you're on a cheat day, I imagine that's going to be a bigger meal.
What I'll usually do, me, I'll go through my day today if you want. Like what I'll do all day. So I'll wake up. You know what I mean? A couple of protein bars, my porridge. I'll go Mackey's. My Mackey's order is 20 chicken nuggets, 2 McFlurries, a milkshake. Wrap of the day. Sometimes I get 2, and then maybe something like a quarter pounder and chips, and then I'll have that. Probably like an ice cream fruit day, Ben and Jerry's. And then at night, I'll have probably a full pizza, kebab.
What size is the pizza?
What, sorry?
What size is the pizza?
10 inch. All of it done. You know what I do, though, me? If I'm supposed to be eating healthy, and my missus will tell you this as well, what I'll do is, this can be my weird fact, right? If I start feeling guilty, I'll leave one slice of a pizza. Even if I've ate all that fruit dead, all that 20 chicken nuggets, loads of ice cream.
Yeah.
I'll just leave one slice and it'll make me feel better, thinking, oh, I've got a black slice down to green.
I've showed some willpower and left a
slice.
Yeah,
there you go. And I'm one of them, me as well, like, if it make me feel like I'm eating healthy, I'll have like a Diet Coke or a Pepsi Max. You know what I mean? Even not mad as well as I've done like something like Coca-Cola, it's only 100 calories.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So you don't really touch salads. You just make alternatives.
No. Do you know, have a guess how many calories I cut off, and the weight comes off fast. This I've cut 7-8 kilo in 2 weeks through this. Have a guess how many calories I cut off. This blows everyone away.
Based off that, I don't know. I'm going to say you're a madman. Say like 6,000 calories.
No, cutting back when I'm dieting.
Oh,
dieting.
Right. Okay.
On my diet, but if I'm cutting weight and it's coming off fast,
go
so 8 kilo in 2 weeks. What would you? How many calories would you imagine me be eating?
Well, I'd say, maybe about 1,500, maybe less.
3,000 to 3,500. That's how much I eat to cut that much weight.
Jesus,
honestly,
that's in a day. Yeah.
That, ain't it? Yeah, yeah.
That's mental, that boss.
Yeah. Probably each meal I have is like 1,000+ calories and it still comes off fast. So
no one, do you stay that heavyweight for a while?
I don't know, yeah. It makes you wonder how much I were eating though, don't it? Like when I was at heavyweight and I maintained it. Do you know what I mean? If I can cut off that, do you know what I mean?
It's ridiculous that.
It is bad, isn't it? Good thing with that though is I can still eat chocolate, stuff like that, through the doesn't affect my weight.
I mean, if it works for you, it works for you. So,
yeah, I hope it stays like that forever, though. I don't know. Because if I'm at 30 plus and it starts, I've got to be, you know, I've got to be knackered then. Good to have one more.
Any more comments to go through? Probably all right for now.
Have we had any more comments?
Let's see. Sam says, Adam, are you MC Wayno?
Wayno. No.
And then same one as, you ever tried a flake yogurt?
A flake yogurt? Yeah. I know who that is next. I'm guessing you can work out what happened. Nicked his yogurt.
Needs to get them calories in. Oh,
yeah, that's it. Bulking season. Bulking season.
Yeah.
Right, next one then. What's your biggest pet hate?
Right, I've got one for Jim. You're waiting for a piece of equipment. They're not doing anything. They're there 10 mins. And then, like, they start texting. Are you there? Like, I think I'm waiting. And then you ask them, how many more sets? They're like, oh, three sets. They're like, no worries. Yeah. And then you look, you go back in 20 minutes, they're still there. You're there, like, come on. It's been half an hour, you've done, mate. That's probably the biggest one, to be fair.
Yeah, I think we can all appreciate that one.
Yeah, definitely,
So we've got,
you always get... Go on, carry on.
So we've got another one coming from Yaya. Adam, yeah. Why are you being humble? You know this 30 seconds fight, brother, in Habib voice.
Do you know Yaya? He come off a mad win. I think he got like a spinning back fist knockout in London not too long ago. He's really good.
Yeah,
he's up and coming on the MMA scene. He's won a few fights. He's going to be really good. He'll be next UFC champion. See, there's a shout out for you.
Is he wrestling based as well? Yeah.
Yeah. He was on Team GB with me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So yeah, he's really good.
Yeah, I'll get on and drop us a message. We'll have it
on, mate. So next one then. It can't be to do with food. Have you got a hidden talent?
Have I got a hidden talent? Don't we just make someone up? Don't we just make someone up? And then use a lot. Wow. And I'm just doing that. A good liar.
Turns out he can cross his toes.
Yeah. That's it.
Right. This one might be a bit difficult for you based on what you said earlier, but who would play you in a movie of your life?
It's a good one, that. I like that question. That's a class question. Do you know someone? That's a really good question. Who would it be and why, did you say?
You could give us a reason, but just who would it be?
Give me a reason why. Let me have a think. I think Tony Ferguson, because we're both a bit like, you know what I mean? We're both a bit chapped. I think he's a bit perfect for me.
I like that.
The only thing, though, is you don't like put tweets out like in cryptic language.
I know, yeah. Like, I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to start doing that, just post like some mad stuff.
Yeah.
Put all them like emojis.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, when I asked that question, I thought you were going to say David Platt. So
David Platt. Oh, yeah, do you know who Tyrone is of Corrie? Everyone always says I look like him, even my granddad. I'm there like, what? I don't look like Tyrone, do I?
No, I don't think you do.
All my opponents, mates, are going to be there like, yeah, he does look like Tyrone.
That's going to be your nickname.
Yeah, Tyrone. What's it? It's Jane. Jay's mates are going to be there, aren't they? Yeah, Tyrone, me and Tyrone. Terror in my now, it comments Tyrone.
No, I don't think we have anyone telling you with that yet. But no. Your brothers asked for a freestyle. MC Adam. I think he's exposing your hidden talent. You know, I think you MC him better.
I know, yeah. I think you'd have probably preferred going on a podcast with him, to be fair. He's just trouble, Sam. He's just trouble. That's the best way to describe him.
Trouble.
Yeah.
That's his nickname then.
Yeah.
The last one for you then, mate. If you could choose any superpower, what one would you choose?
good one. Can I have a little think, like a 30-second think?
Yeah, yeah, we'll put like intermission up. Do, 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 do. And I was on the countdown then.
Probably eat faster, so that's 30 food. You know what I mean? Because I can eat, like, if I can eat faster, you know what I mean? I'm a winner there. I could make my own show, Tyrone versus food. What do you think of that?
I think that'd sell, you know, yeah.
Are we on it?
I think the comedic side is because you eat so fast, you're going to get like heartburn and indigestion. So you see, you like struggle at the end.
I know, yeah.
Love it. I like that too.
Yeah.
We need to trademark it fast.
Yeah.
No, honestly, mate, you know what? Thank you for joining us. It's been a been
oh, yeah, nice to you.
And best of luck next month, at Kingdom there. It's going to be a great fight. So,
oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It sounds like it'll be a good fight. Definitely. All the best to the year. So,
and, hopefully, we'll be there on the night. Oh, hang on.
We've got one more comment, and it's based on your superpower. So, that guy, you know,
that one, you know,
yeah. He'd choose to teleport to a takeaway whenever you want.
You know what?
That's not a bad one, is it?
I like that one. Huh? No, that's a good one.
And you could pick any takeaway anywhere.
Yeah. Hey, he's just invented the superpower there. And
You can't teleport anywhere else.
I was just thinking then what takeaways I could go then. I'd like a moment then. If you watch it back, you'll notice where I paused. You were like, that's when we were thinking, where would he go?
No,
I was thinking Nando's. Mac is KFC, and that's just my start.
But think, though, you could even just go like, remember that takeaway I had on holiday, or that restaurant I had on holiday? I want to go back there, and you're there.
Yeah, like, exactly, yeah.
He's changed the game there. He's changed the game.
I know, yeah. That guy, you know, who is he, though? Who is he?
That's his name, it's just the guy, you know.
Oh, do you know him? Who knows him?
Apparently everyone knows him. Everyone. That guy, you know.
It's mad, that. Someone knows him, don't they?
You start getting messages off the guy, you know, like, you don't know who I am. Come on.
I know, yeah.
Timmy name, you should know.
Yeah.
No, but as I say, mate, it's been a pleasure talking to you. And as hopefully we'll be there on the night to watch it in action. But
yeah, I look forward to it. Hopefully see you both there.
Always, mate. All the best.
See you later. Nice for that.
Take it easy.
Take it easy, mate.
They were super necessary. And delicious.